Fresh talks are lined up to attempt to find a breakthrough to the North Belfast parade dispute, but a row has already started about who's invited. The Secretary of State, Teresa Villiers, is holding meetings to try and find an end to the bitter standoff in Ardoyne. Tensions have been high since the Parades Commission banned Orange men from passing nationalist homes in the return leg on the 12th of July in 2013. But the Loyalist Progressive Unionist Party are very angry as they didn't get an invite. The PUP Director of Communications, Winston Irvine, with us. Morning to you, Winston.
Good morning, Stephen.
Morning. And Sinn Féin MLA, Gerry Kelly. Morning to you, Gerry.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning. Nigel Dodds is with us from the DUP as well. Morning,
morning,
Nigel. Good morning. So angry at what, Winston?
Well, I think we heard late last night that there was going to be some kind of engagement this morning, some kind of announcement by the Secretary of State in relation to Tualel. This is being billed as a local initiative, and yet here we have those closely associated excluded, not invited, not consulted, and no engagement whatsoever with the NIO or whatever is behind this initiative. I think it's a silly mistake. It's an error to launch an initiative and yet not to have done any work locally to try to get support for such an endeavour.
Should the PUP have been invited, Gerry?
Well, first of all, I know nothing about it either. I got word from my press office this morning that there was a statement going to be made, I think, at the university. I have just got the statement which he, or the speech which he intends to make. I find it, her suggestions quite woolly around it. She's calling on business community and civic society to be involved, to help, to do all of that, none of which I, to tell you the truth, have a difficulty with. We have always been in that position, but this is a local issue which has to be dealt with by people who are involved. So if we're talking about invites, I haven't got an invite, I understand.
Maybe they're in the post.
Well, they may be in the post, they may not be, but I don't even know if it can be described as an initiative. And, you know, if you just listen to the first two speakers here, I don't know what, I presume the unionists did know about this. And it was...
Well, we don't need to presume. Let's ask Nigel Dodds. Nigel, did you know about this?
Well, we have received no invitation to any talks. I mean, the detail of the speech, the first we saw of it was... like everything else. So, I mean, we have been calling for some time for an initiative in Tweddell. Things can't go on as they are. I've raised this in the House of Commons. I had the three lodges up with the Secretary of State not that long ago pressing for her to do something. What she seems to have announced is just a series of meetings with people. Well, I mean, that's not good enough, quite frankly. What we need is an initiative which is actually about setting something up which will look at the situation, as indeed the Telegraph suggested last year, as the Parades Commission itself suggested, which takes it beyond the worn-out and failed Parades Commission and elevates it to a level where it needs to be elevated to. And I mean, we've been pushing for, if the panel's not going to go ahead, then some kind of legal or judicial figure to be brought in to examine all the evidence, examine all the facts. And quite frankly, what the Secretary of State seemed to be proposing is just a series of meetings with people to find out their opinion. Well, she knows everybody's opinion. She knows our opinion. You know, she can talk to whoever she likes. That's fine. If she wants to, I think everybody should be talked to. Everybody should be invited to be spoken to. But it isn't going to get us any further unless she's prepared to take action.
Gerry?
Well, there you have it from three of the people who would be involved in any in some way, with local residents and the loyal orders trying to sort this out. And we have a situation where she seems to be making a speech. Maybe she's heading off into the political oblivion or something. I don't know why she's making this speech at this time in the mouth of the marching season. And you can see straight away, Stephen, that it is certainly not of any help. Whatever she was trying to do, it seems to be she's doing it on her own.
Well, what I would say is, I mean, clearly she needs to do something, but really talking about it isn't really going to do anything. I mean, I have been pushing very strongly along with others that it needs to be taken out of this sort of tired field process of the Parades Commission, which, and there's been mediation. If it's all about mediation and talking at the table, that's not going to work, because there's been mediation and talking for years and years and years, which has gotten nowhere, because at the end of the day, Republicans basically think There's going to be no parade. It doesn't matter what else is done, and that's the problem. We're not going to get anywhere.
Well, I take it, Winston Irvine, that no one from Camp Twiddell has been invited either.
Well, that's exactly right, Stephen. I've been talking with local residents this morning. I've been talking with people from the Orange Order this morning, from the local lodges. I've been talking with other key community influencers. I've been talking with the UPRG. None of them even had a clue about what I was talking about. So they have had no invite. There has been no discussions or no engagement with the people who are at the very heart of this. And I'm wondering, is there anybody from the Nationalist Residents groups involved? Are GAARC invited? Has CARA been invited? Has the Catholic Church been invited?
Well, I think you could be fairly sure that none of them have been invited. In fact, this is...
So who has been invited? Is this a party nobody's going to?
We haven't been invited either, just to make that clear.
It is a non-initiative, but if I could say, because Nigel brought this up about Republicans blaming Republicans, there has been processes, and when he says the thing isn't working, he means that in the last two decisions and this dispute, and it's been on the news on an ongoing basis this morning, they're saying this dispute started 2 years ago. This dispute started many, many years ago. And to be quite frank, if you watch the Spotlight program the other night, then you would have some at least be dubious about whether the Orange Order wants to do anything in this. And clearly when people were accusing it of being an anti-Catholic organization, and you watch the Spotlight program where they're actually ban up houses on the Springfield Road and other places, then you do wonder if they have any integrity coming to these...
Do you want to respond to that, Nigel Dodds?
Well, I mean, I think Jerry Carr's introducing a completely spurious point, which is nothing to do with...
Spurious?
And which is to do with, of course,
business.
The denial of human rights.
200 businesses tying up lands
with the denial, to do with the denial of human rights to people in Twiddell who have walked home along that route. It's the only route that they can get home along a main route for decades and decades. And Jerry Kelly and his friends have got together to try to stop that without any reasonable excuse. It's a main arterial route, and they're using everything on
the side of... Of course, Nigel, you're the man who also stood alongside loyalists who were protesting against primary school children trying to...
Yeah, Jerry Kelly is introducing everything under the sun except the fact of the issue that's in hand.
Hold on, we need to be able to hear you both.
But let's be very clear, Jerry Kelly lecturing other people about behaviour, this is a man who was in jail for IRA activity. This is a man who over the years has engaged...
I'll let you respond in 1 second, Jerry. Hold on!
...this conflict as well.
Right, Jerry Kelly, go on. We need to be able to hear you.
Just be quite frank about this now. Nigel Dodd started this off. We come on to talk about what turns out to be an honor initiative as it happens. And Nigel Dodd then starts attacking Republicans straight away. Now, the residents have been... Wait a minute. The residents...
Hold on, Nigel.
The residents have been up for talking, have attended the talks. There was an initiative. The last initiative, which actually took place, which had any publicity around it, was between the two churches facilitated it. They were, I think, very helpful talks. But you cannot ignore that we're talking to an Orange Order, which is then we found in 200 yards of that, and there's probably more, but we found evidence that they're banned up houses.
Okay. Winston Irvine?
Stephen, can I condemn them? Just to come in here, because I think this, you know, is turning into a bit of an election year, and advert here. Look, let's get back to the issue at hand. I think that the real focus here shouldn't be in the ivory towers of Queen's University this morning with, you know, I'm guessing the great and the good, and, you know, quite often people are neither great nor good. But to get to the point, I think the real work needs to be done here is in Ardoyne. There are serious difficulties. People are very disaffected within Ardoyne with Sinn Féin's peace strategy. And with
Please don't talk about nationalists in Ardoyne when you know nothing about it, Winky.
Well, Jerry, I live...
I know where you live.
...the Ardoyne than you do.
And I know you talk to... some of these people
from Ardoyne. I think we need to let Winston finish. Okay. I think we need to let Winston finish.
What I'm talking about, and I think that it just shows that you go on the defensive every time, Jerry, that this point is brought up, and it's because it's the truth. And you need to face up to that reality.
It's about the paramilitary organisations where people come to my office complaining about what they're doing on the Shankill Road. That's the truth as well.
Republicans need to snap out of the denial. That's
what about the paramilitaries? Are you going to come out against them? the paramilitaries in the unionist area, you still have their guns, you're still using them, you're still intimidating people. If you want to talk about this stuff, then let's talk about it. Because people come to my office, Winky, about the UVF and the UDA and the way they're behaving in North Belfast and, indeed, in West Belfast.
Trying to distract away from this.
I'm not trying to distract away from
this. Isn't going to work.
You're the one who wants to talk about nationalist North Belfast.
Let's deal with the issue.
Let me talk about
Stephen. I would appreciate if you would allow me to make the point.
Okay, stop you two now. We need to be able to hear you. Go ahead, Winston.
Let's face the issue up here. There is a problem between Gark and Cara. We know that. I'm not trying to make some...
What has this got to do...
Hold on, Jerry.
I'm not trying to make some cheap point, okay?
Of course you are.
There are divisions in Ardoyne, and we need to help in some way to resolve those divisions. And I think the first step would be to acknowledge that there are divisions. This isn't about trying to split Ardoyne. This isn't about trying to, you know, score some cheap point. This is about recognising that part of the problem here is that we have people who are vehemently opposed to any kind of resolution.
Have you seen this? I just want to ask you, because we've got to go to the news. I know you three have to go, but this story that the police have said loyalist groupings, Nigel Dodds, we'll start with you, are their main line of inquiry in relation to two pipe bombs discovered in Londonderry on Thursday. The devices were found in the garden of a house. And the chief inspector for the area saying that they think these two incidents are linked, and the main line of inquiry would be around loyalist groupings. Nigel, are you concerned by that?
Well, obviously, I mean, you're concerned about any thing that's left like that, or any violence, or anything that could cause injury or violence. Anybody, I mean, it needs to be condemned, and whoever's behind it is acting recklessly and against the wishes of people. I mean, the police need to pursue their investigations and find out. But, I mean, let's see what the investigations show up. I mean, you know, I mean, I have no idea about the background.
And Winston, have you heard any rumblings of loyalist activities in the Northwest?
No, I don't know the detail at all, but I would agree with Nigel. You know, it doesn't matter who's, you know, involved in this. There's no room for it. There's no place for it. There's no rationale for it. And whoever is behind it needs to cease immediately.
Okay.
I think people have... obviously recognise that the only way forward is through politics and through peaceful and democratic means. And, you know, as far as we're concerned, we would call on anybody who's involved in that, who are contemplating using that type of action, particularly within loyalism, but also within republicanism as well. It doesn't work. 30 years of violence showing it doesn't work. It doesn't resolve anything.
Listen, thank you very much. And Jerry Kelly, just before you go this morning, I guess the Secretary of State won't be too pleased with you this morning. You'll not be getting an Easter egg this year, where you've called her initiative a non-initiative.
Well, it is a non-initiative. And we've just had, you know, the DUP, Winky Arven on for loyalism, and myself on for...
Progressive Unionist Party, Jack.
Pardon? Sorry, the Progressive Unionist Party. I was interested, Winky, when you said that it's election year. Does that mean to say you are not running in the election? And you've had me on speaking, and none of us know.
Hold on, Winston. I think we've got to let him finish. I've got to be able to hear you both.
I have also spoke to other people, and as far as I can see, nobody knows about this except whoever has been invited to it. I know there's actually work going on. There's a group set up, I think, when the talks were going on called Make It Work, which is cross-community. And as far as I can see, none of them are invited to this either. So,
okay. Jerry Kelly, thank you. Nigel Dodds, thank you. Winston Irvine, thank you.